K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you. Happy Friday, almost the weekend. Got to get through the work week here, Friday work day, Friday, September 5th, 2025. This is the first time listening to this podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. This is the weekend preview for K-State Athletics here, which will come out tonight, obviously, and it'll come out, come out tonight during the Chiefs game against the Chargers there, which is going to be on YouTube there as well. Free! Excuse me. Free! Yeah, so free, definitely free on there, so definitely check that out. Well, talking to all y'all Chiefs fans out there, I will be watching the game, obviously. So there's that. Part of a jam-packed weekend, obviously. So the Chiefs to kick it off tonight. But before that, you know how the K-State Women's volleyball team getting things kicked, getting started. Well, actually, no, scratch that. The cross country team, K-State cross country team, mental wins team, Platte River Rumble going down this morning. Going down this morning. So again, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, we will have postcast after every event, whether that's football, with our reaction shows the last 2 weeks, obviously there. If you missed out on any of that, I will advise you to go and download those and give them a listen for yourself. So there's that. Postcast after every game, whether that's soccer, volleyball, cross country to open us up on a Friday. And then Nevada comes to Morgan Family Arena to conclude the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Classic there. Obviously, the K-State Women's Volleyball team sweeping NC State. Can they do the same thing with Nevada? Nevada's 1-2 going into this thing. So, actually, when this goes up, both events should be all wrapped up. So, it probably should make it no sense. But we're saying anyways, put it in existence out there. So, we'll see what happens, obviously. And, of course, potentially afterward, we'll probably talk about one of these events after work, which will lead in to the Army game tomorrow night. And I just got done, during the day today, I'll get that posted. There will be fresh content on the Podbean app, Greer3Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer3Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, Eddie's Podcast there. Myself and Alex Aiden. Alex is out for the majority of the week, so he'll be back next week. So I did record that this morning on my own. That will go up today at some point there as well. But the Army game tomorrow night, Fort Riley Day, and not much need to say there. Obviously, when that last week shaked out, this K-State team better get in gear fast. We're going to say the middle team here, because the way that K-State's been playing, before we got to go on the road next Friday, take on Arizona in a non-con game, because they signed an agreement before Arizona joined the Big 12 Conference, there and that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out, because Army's going to come in here, obviously, losing that game against Tarleton State at home. So where that case is played, I'm not going to throw anything out the window. Everything's on the table. So, the football team's made things really interesting the first two games of the season. This team should, if you can make it an argument, be 0-2, not 1-1. So, there's that there as well. So, we'll have, obviously, reaction. And because of the Plaza 10K being Sunday morning, great transition there. Support a bunch of podcasts, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer. Not going to be recording that reaction right away, because my mind's going to be locked in on the Plaza 10K on Sunday morning in the downtown Plaza area in KC. And then, of course, you got the Nebraska game with K-State soccer looking to stay unbeaten. Now, they got their first draw on Monday against Hartford, but the more impressive thing, right? Women's volleyball not losing the game or a set or this scoreless streak that the women's soccer team is on right now, led by that ferocious defense and a talented goalkeeper led by Maddie Sibling in that Wildcat ferocious defense. So, I have to say, man, if I had to pick one, it has to be soccer. It has to be soccer right now. We're that going right now. So, but they're gonna be taking their act Sunday afternoon. That's a 1 o'clock start there, as well as they will look to conclude, and that's the end of their 4-match road trip for KC Women's Soccer, as they look to conclude that with a win over there. We'll see what happens there as well. So I won't record that reaction of the Army game until probably after, a little bit after the Plaza 10K. So, but either way, that reaction is going to go out on Sunday night. So be on the lookout for that there as well. Now I'm actually going to cut in here and bring this in. So women's and men's golf start. So on that Monday, so women's golf will be at Sam Golden Invitational, while the men's golf hosts the old traditional Wildcat Invitational. This both events will be going on all day long, so I want to bring them in the mix. So the men's and women's golf team and cross country begins their seasons here this weekend and going into Monday as well. So women's golf, again, coming off of a dream season, will be at Sam Golden Invitational. Trying to see who hosting that. And then, of course, the men's golf team there will be, can't remember off the top of my head who's the coach of, I'm going to have to go back, that's going to be a refresher. The KC Invitational, Wildcat Invitational there as well. Yeah, it's right there on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it right now. But, yeah, so both of these teams kind of going through a transition, especially the women's golf team as well. So, after, damn it. That's going to be, let me see if I can go ahead and do that right here. Oh, boy. That's going to bother me. I don't know who these coaches are. I do know who the coaches are, but it's on top of my tongue. But I cannot remember who exactly is that there as well. So let me see if I can do that here. So yeah, I'm sorry to, yeah, that this completely stumbles it. Okay, so Grant Robbins, there you go. Grant Robbins, the head coach of the men's, I couldn't leave this podcast without mentioning them. So men's golf coach Grant Robbins there as the head coach of the men's golf, K-State men's golf team. And oh man. Yeah, see. as the midday show always likes to refer it here on a pod. So I gotta get refreshed here. So for Monday's podcast there. So come on, load up here. All right. There's Carla there. Let me see. Yeah, Stuberg. Yeah, so yeah, that really killed this podcast. So yeah, Grant Robbins, the men's golf coach, and Stuberg, the women's golf coach there, will be beginning their 25 campaigns on Monday. So might as well just bring them into the mix there as well. So there you go. So sorry for the long delay there. So I had to, because otherwise it would be pretty complex on this podcast. So yeah, so when this comes up, the cross country teams events will be in the second game of the Blue Shield Kansas Classic, the wrap-up game with Nevada should be wrapped up, and after work I might record one of these episodes, probably Nevada, and then we'll get the cross country tomorrow, and then I'll on it right now. Pre-game will come out tomorrow morning ahead of Army, so there's that as well. So an action-packed weekend per usual for the Promo Project Podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast there. Of course, the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Boy, you gotta love allergies this time of year with fall arriving, these cooler temps, come the allergies, baby. The Purple Project Podcast on Podbean app, Greer 380s Podcast. Again, that's Greer 380s Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 380 Process Podcast for that. And of course, continue to spread the word about this podcast to fellow K-Staters, including alumni of Kansas State University as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to y'all throughout the weekend.